In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst. Along with the parable of the Good Samaritan, as our assigned gospel reading, we remember today in the Orthodox Church our Holy Father, St. John Chrysostom, St. John the Golden Mouth, the great pillar of the Church, extraordinary preacher and commentator on Holy Scripture of the 4th century, during what is called the Church's Golden Age of Theology, in the generation of St. John and St. Basil and St. Gregory, who adorn our altar now. St. John is credited with an interpretation of this parable of the Good Samaritan, which has impacted the Church's preaching down through the centuries. His interpretation is an allegory, a word picture of the entire mystery of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. St. John invites us to see that our Lord Jesus himself is the Good Samaritan. He is the Good Samaritan. And the man who fell among robbers is Adam, and by extension, all of us. We are the one left robbed and beaten and half dead by the roadside. Jerusalem represents paradise, Zion, the holy city. And it says that the man went from Jerusalem to Jericho, and Jericho is several hundred feet below sea level. So the sense of going down, of a fall to Jericho. The priest and Levite passed by on the other side, meaning the people of Israel kept to themselves and could not bring the ultimate help and healing to mankind. Christ comes from outside the world to rescue, to save, and to bring healing. He himself would be rejected as a Samaritan, an outcast, and unwelcome by the Jewish leadership. But he comes to us as the compassionate stranger. He treats us with bandages, which represent the sign of the baptismal robe. He puts on oil and wine, the oil, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, chrismation, and the wine, the sign of the Holy Eucharist, which begins our healing. He brings us to an inn, which represents the church, his church, to be the hospital of our ongoing healing and recovery through our divine physician. He entrusts us to the innkeeper, which represents first the apostles and then the bishops and priests who would come after them. The two coins, the two dinars, represent the prophetic sayings and gospel teachings of the Old and New Testament, which make us whole by their preaching and exhortations. So, brothers and sisters, our preaching and exhortation today is a reminder to our call to healing, of our call to the kingdom of God. We read in the first chapter of Colossians, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us worthy to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light." The inheritance of the saints in light. "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us unto the kingdom of his dear Son." The kingdom is already given to us, brothers and sisters. The kingdom is already given to us as a foretaste in the life of the church on earth right now. It's a given. The kingdom of God is at hand, Christ said. Because wherever the king is, there is the kingdom. And our Lord is king, as we say every Saturday evening at Vespers. Indeed, King of kings and Lord of lords. As Father Stephen Freeman reminded us in a podcast this week on Ancient Faith Radio, we do not, as Orthodox, we do not speak of of building up the kingdom on earth. We do not speak of building up the kingdom on earth. The kingdom of God is already given to us in a mystery through Christ's holy church. Christ proclaimed the kingdom at his coming. He left the kingdom through his church. So we've been given a precious inheritance and the great potential for our spiritual healing and renewal. And we need healing. We need healing after this election. We need to remind ourselves that while each side believe their candidate would bring about a better world, quote unquote, an improvement over the other, and that that improvement is only relative. We have to remember that whatever improvements the machinations of men can bring to a fallen world are only relative. It is a fallen world. A fallen world where political solutions have their limit, and every candidate would and will fall short and disappoint. No one is bringing us the kingdom on earth. It's already here. It's already been given to us by the Good Samaritan, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. Bishop Basil Radzianko, of blessed memory, who once visited here, who broadcast for years on, I believe, the Voice of America, Orthodox programs back into the Soviet Union, and is featured in the book Everyday Saints, with that miraculous occurrence, which is a roadside occurrence, where a man who listened to his radio program for years was in a car accident and dying on the roadside, and Bishop Basil happened to be in Russia, drove up, and looked down at the man. The man said, "That's my spiritual father." Bishop Basil said, he said that communism was the attempt to institute on earth the kingdom of God without God. The kingdom of God without God. But all such efforts are doomed to failure, but bring great suffering in the attempt. Let us never be like those who said, "We have no king but Caesar." We have a king. Christ said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." The Advent Nativity season is about to be upon us. Our humble King and Lord comes to us once more as a helpless, little, beautiful child. "Prepare, O Bethlehem," we will sing. It is a time for giving and for doing good. Indeed, to imitate our Lord, our Good Samaritan, who has given us the example, and indeed the parable ends with a challenge: "Go, go, and do thou likewise." Go and be that presence of light in a dark world. Go and share the healing and mercy you've been given with others. Go and may the presence of the kingdom of God go with you. Through the prayers of our Holy Father, John Chrysostom, and through the grace and glory of the King in peace, the King of peace, and the Savior of our souls, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom belongs all glory, honor, and worship, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to ages of ages. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Amen.